Hello, my name's Jennifer Trant, and I'm going to talk about social tagging and pogsonomy in art museums, particularly as the question has been explored within the Steve Dott Museum Consortium of Art Museums from North America. The Steve Dott Museum Consortium is interested in exploring ways that we can take advantage of the new phenomenon of social tagging. And it may seem interesting to think about that within the context of the art museum, but art museums have some specific problems regarding the accessibility of their collections and regarding the terminology that's often used to describe them. For example, if you search the website of the Metropolitan Museum of Art on the word Impressionism, you won't find this work. What you will find, if you know this work and can search for Monet's Water Lilies, is a very well-documented, professionally executed catalog record that doesn't use the word Impressionism. So, while our documentation may be very good, maybe exceptionally good according to professional standards, it's not necessarily understandable according to the audiences that we wish to serve. It doesn't necessarily meet their needs. But is tagging scholarly documentation? How do we balance the needs of public access and the responsibility of art museums towards the documentation of the cultural trust that's in their care? We need to think about that in terms of new museum interpretive strategies and the goals of accessibility and engagement that pervade our visitor studies and visitor programming. We're moving away from the museum as single voice into a museum as a place for conversations. And that desire to take advantage of multiple points of view to bring others into the museum motivated the experiment in tagging that is Steve Dott Museum. A group of art museums and the professionals that support them have formed the Steve Dott Museum Consortium, an open collaboration dedicated to developing tools that enable the social tagging of works of art from museum collections, and to researching the effects of that tagging activity on the museum and on the accessibility of museum collections. Together, the Steve Consortium is developing an open source tool we call the Steve Tagger, which will enable museums to gather tags and will create an environment within which we can study the tags that are assigned by users. Early proof of concept studies at the Metropolitan Museum of Art have shown that different people see different things in different works of art. So the simple equation, user tags object, produces different results depending on the circumstances and on the tagger. We were interested in exploring some of those differences within the context of the Steve Tagger, the open source tool being developed by the Steve Dott Museum Consortium. So we're modeling things like whether or not presenting works in leg sets, presenting works grouped by theme, presenting works in ways that challenge the viewer or in ways that support the viewer might influence the tags that are assigned. So when a user is presented with the tagging screen shown here and they're asked to type in words that to them represent what it is they see in the picture, different kinds of things come to mind for different people. Is she elegant? Is she foxy? Is this Victorian or is it scandalous? All of those terms were assigned to this John Singer Sargent painting by people who tagged it during the Steve Dott Museum prototype period. A total of 268 terms were assigned to this work, representing 132 unique words. Those 132 unique words were judged against the work itself, and 130 of them were found to be appropriate. Two terms were not relevant to this work as a work of art. Interestingly, and here's where the value of social tagging becomes clear, only 10 of those terms, 10 out of 130, were found in the museum's documentation, and those are the 10 terms that are shown as blue on this diagram. That means that 90% of the terms that were supplied by social tagging were new to the museum's documentation. 90%, and that's a very significant number, of the terms that described what people see when they look at this work of art, were not found in the documentation that the museum has for that work of art. And that's where the question of accessibility becomes very clear. It's appearing that we have a significant semantic gap between the words that are used and the language that's used by professional curators to describe works of art and the terms that are used by the general public when they search for works of art or when they're asked to describe works of art. And because of this, because of these differing vocabularies, the public and the professional, we're beginning to realize that the documentation we make available on museum websites may not be meeting the needs of our visitors. The access that we're providing online may not be turning into the accessibility that we desire for our collections, simply because of the semantic gap between the public and the professional. And this is something that's shown up repeatedly. In proof of concept work, we saw only a 30% overlap between terms assigned by professionals and assigned by non-professionals. A desire to understand whether social tagging and voxonomy can enable access to art museum collections and encourage engagement with collections by online museum visitors is at the root of a research project funded by the Institute of Museum and Library Services in the United States. Over the next 2 years, we'll be looking at the way that users assign terminology to works of art, what kinds of terminology they assign, and whether those terms, that new voxonomy, has any direct relationship to existing vocabulary sources. In order to understand and to evaluate the contribution that social tagging and the resultant voxonomy could make to improving access to online museum collections, we need to understand more about the social tagging environment and about the voxonomy that results from its use. To do that, our research project will be comparing the terms assigned to works of art in different kinds of social tagging environments to lexicographic resources like WordNet to establish if these are indeed words, to museum records to establish if these are words that museums don't know about, to the Art and Architecture Thesaurus and Union List of Artist Names to determine whether or not these are concepts that are found within the discipline of art history, and to searches of art image databases to see if these reflect terms that we could use to enable access. Finally, we'll be comparing those terms to the works of art themselves to see if they are indeed appropriate in the minds of museum professionals to the description of those works of art. We're hoping that a study of social tagging and voxonomy will reveal more than just insights into how to improve our access to online museum databases. For example, do the terms that are supplied in social tagging reveal something about our visitors' interests? Do they cluster in ways that might reveal teachable moments? Do they reveal errors that persistently identify places where we failed in our interpretation? And does the act of enabling social tagging change the relationship between the visitor and the museum? Is tagging an engaging activity? Does it involve the visitor in a way that is more active than passive? Does it help the museum meet its goals of offering a truly rewarding experience as opposed to simply a reference database? As we do this, I think it's important to close with an acknowledgement that tagging and the data that's supplied by tags will always find a coexistence with other kinds of museum documentation and with other methods of museum interpretation. We don't envision tagging replacing anything that museums do already. We don't envision investing any less in the documentation that we're now creating. We certainly don't plan to abrogate the responsibility for the interpretation of our collection. Tags and the data that's supplied by visitors in other environments that facilitate the creation of user-contributed content will continue to coexist with the documentation about museum collections created by and provided by museum professionals. What we're hoping to explore within the STEVE Consortium is how to enable that coexistence, how to make it possible for people to tag things in a way that facilitates their retrieval, their rediscovery, and their use of museum collections that we hold in the public trust. We're looking forward to learning more about what it takes to create a viable, vibrant social tagging environment within the context of the Art Museum and within the context of digital humanities resources online. Please feel free to get in touch if you'd like any further information. Thank you very much.